Aster in the 3 weeks.
Chof Aleph Tammuz, 27th of July, Rabbi David Koenig, Zman of Avdola.
That the time of Avdola, although the main time to make Avdola is on Motzei Shabbos, one nevertheless can make Avdola till Tuesday night, Wednesday morning as it were. The Minchas Chinuch clears a shayla. What does it mean that you can make Havdalah till Tuesday night? What does he say? He says like this. Does it mean that the main chiv was on Motzei Shabbos? Motzei Shabbos, one has to make Havdalah. However, if one misses Motzei Shabbos, and one has Tashlumin, one can be Mashlim till Tuesday night. That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is, no, a person has till, although maybe the best time to make Avdolah is Motzei Shabbos, but a person has till Tuesday night, the main chiyuv one can fulfill until Tuesday night. What's the nafkemina halacha lemaisa between these two stodim? Says the Minchas Chinuch the following. There's a famous argument between the Maharam in Rottenburg and the Rosh. In a case of the following, if unfortunately a person loses one's father on Shabbos, so he becomes what's called an oinon. An oinon, a person is an oinon on Motzei Shabbos, he's not burying the mess on Motzei Shabbos, he can't bury for whatever reason on Motzei Shabbos, so he's going to bury the mess on Sunday. So on Motzei Shabbos, he doesn't have to make Havdalah because he's an oinon. The question, however, arises, what happens on Sunday morning? He buries the mess. Now, is he mechuyev to make Havdalah? And not only that, we know that before Havdalah, one can't eat. One can't eat anything before Havdalah. So this person, he was an Onam, so he was potom to Shabbos. Came Sunday morning, he buried the mess. Now, does he have to make Havdalah, and therefore would he be also forbidden to eat beforehand? Says the Minchas Chinuch, it depends on these two stodim which we said before. If you hold that the chiyuv of Havdalah is on Motzei Shabbos, Tashlumin, you can be mashlim it, if you miss it, till Tuesday night. So then, one wouldn't have to, once you're potter on Motzei Shabbos, you don't have to be mashlim. Just like when you're an onus by tefillah, you don't have to load tashlumin. So huadin, the same thing, if you're an onon on Motzei Shabbos, you won't have to be mashlim. And therefore you don't have to make Havdalah on Sunday morning. And therefore, you can eat and everything's fine. However, says the Minchas Chinuch, if we hold that the ikar chiyuv, the zman chiyuv of Havdalah is until Tuesday morning, Tuesday night, sorry. So then, one would have to make Havdalah, even though you're annoying on Motzei Shabbos, you still have to make Havdalah on Sunday. And therefore you won't be allowed to eat on Sunday. So he says like this, the Maharam in Rottenburg holds that you can't eat, because he holds that the zman chiyuv is until Tuesday night. And therefore, you have to make Havdalah on Sunday. Even though you're an onon on Motzei Shabbos, it doesn't pass you because you've got a regular chiyuv on Sunday morning to make Havdalah after you've buried the dead. However, the Rosh says, Mefurosh, not like that. And he says that you can eat on Sunday morning, you don't have to make Havdalah. The reason being, because he holds that the only chiyuv is on Motzei Shabbos and Tashlumin is on Sunday. But if you're potter on Motzei Shabbos, you won't have to continue making Havdalah. However, there's a few questions, a few contradictions with this Rosh. B'negei halacha. What do I mean? The first one is as following. We know that one makes Havdalah, the first time one makes Havdalah is when one says, Atochin Antol. In davening on Motzei Shabbos. What happens if a person forgets to say Atochin Antonu? Does he have to repeat the Shemona Esrei or not? Says the Rosh the following. He has to repeat the Shemona Esrei if he doesn't have a kos, if he can't make Havdalah on Sunday. However, says the Rosh, if he knows that he can make Havdalah on Sunday morning, even if it's Sunday, the Rosh says, interesting, Sunday, he doesn't talk about Mitzvah Shabbos, says Sunday, if he has a kos, then he doesn't have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. Sorry? No, it's a separate thing. No, I didn't talk about Oinon. Oinon was not spoken about before. This is a separate thing. We've moved on. We're talking about an ordinary person. On Mitzvah Shabbos, he forgets to say Atochin Antonu. Now.
Sorry. So you can't do malacha, you can't eat.
Well, who can't eat?
Where? Tomorrow morning. Well, it's going to get us tomorrow
the case
morning.
Now,
going to the Rosh.
I'm not sure.
You can't have to say Baruch HaMavdo.
Probably you will have to say Baruch HaMavdo. Yeah, for
well,
sure.
Say Baruch HaMavdo. It's the same as Atochin Antonu.
Yeah, but you still have to repeat the rest normally. Even if you say Baruch HaMavdo.
Yeah.
You still have to repeat your answer if you don't have a Shemona. Yeah. I think that's the halacha, yeah. Right? Now, the question is the following. If the Rosh held, like we said before, according to the Minchas Chinuch, that the only reason why on Sunday one makes Havdalah is b'toras tashlumin, but the main chiyuv of the whole chiyuv is on Mitzvah Shabbos, who said, you can ask maybe, who said that you would be able to, if you miss Atochin Antonu, that you don't have to repeat the Shemona Esrei just because you've got a kos the next day? The next day is not good enough for Chura, because it's only b'toras tashlumin. If it would be the Iker Chiv, like the Maharam in Rotenberg, we said, then I can understand. But if the main Chiv, if the only Chiv is Mitzvah Shabbos, and the whole reason why I'm making the Havdalah the next day is b'toras tashlumin, then maybe that wouldn't be good enough. One could ask. One can say maybe that it is. Since at the end of the day I can make Havdalah on Sunday morning, it's good enough. However, we have another klal. Rabbi Kivayger comes along and he says the following. The Rosh says a loshen that if a person is mitzapeh, shiyeh lo kos lemachor, if a person thinks that he's going to have a kos the next day, v'lo hivdu b'tfila, de'ein lo choza, and he doesn't make Havdalah in davening, he doesn't have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. So Ezra Kivegi doesn't understand. What does it mean in mitzapeh lemochor, the next day? What's the mila? What's the advantage on Sunday over Monday or Tuesday? What's the difference between Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday? Every day is the same. You can be mashed until Tuesday night. So why does he say in Mitzapet you have a kos specifically on Sunday morning?
Why can't you say
what? Sorry? No, you don't have to, that's what we're saying.
Why can't you say if you love to say I'm not a Shabbos, why can you say Shabbos on Shabbos on Sunday morning?
No, there's no reason. Why should you do that?
Because you missed the Matzah Shabbos.
I understand. Well, that's what Ross says. If you've got a kos, you don't have to. That's what he's saying. That's what he says. No. That's what he says. Me mitzapeh shiyeh lo kos lemochor, v'lo hivdu b'tfila de'ein a choza.
You should be saying the tefila.
Yes. Says Rav Kveiger, that what's the point? What's the advantage on Sunday over any other day? Why he's medayik? He's medayik from the words lemochor. The Rosh, every word of a Rishon, we have to know what he wants. He says specifically, right? He doesn't say, in mitzapesh yelo kos. He says, lemocho. Yeah, but why? It's mashma dafke lemocho. Says Rabbi Kivayger the following yisoy. This is what he says. We have alocha, another concept, that sometimes, hayoim holach acha halayla. What does that mean? That means, although the night might be the best time to do something, the day follows the night. So says Rabbi Kveiga, the Rosh holds, true, Monday, Tuesday, one can make Havdalah. That's true. But Sunday is better than Monday, Tuesday. Why is it better than Monday, Tuesday? Because Hayoim Hoinach Acha HaLaila, it belongs to the night. Exactly. So we have a question. If that's the case, that Sunday morning is like Motzei Shabbos, even according to the Rosh, then we have a big question. Why? Because we said that if a person is an Oinon on Motzei Shabbos, on Sunday morning the Rosh holds, you don't have to make Havdalah, and there's no problem.
Well, I mean, I've got off a Pagah Mincha on Shabbos, and there's no news.
What, sorry?
You can't make Havdalah on Shabbos.
You can't make Havdalah before marriage.
You can't make Havdalah before marriage.
I don't know. But this is the question which we're asking. That if you hold that Sunday is the same as Motzei Shabbos, then why, how can the Rosh hold that a person can make, doesn't have to make Havdalah? He should have to make Havdalah, because Sunday is the same as Motzei Shabbos. That's question number one. Question number two is the following. There's a machlekas in Halacha by Kiddush on Friday night. What happens if on Kiddush, Friday night, one doesn't make Kiddush? So the Torah brings down two shittas. One shit is that if you're an oinus on Motzei Shabbos, if you're oinus on Friday night, then you won't make Kiddush. You can make Kiddush, the whole of Shabbos day. The same Friday night Kiddush. And besides for the Shabbos day Kiddush, you make Friday night Kiddush. That's one shitter. The other shitter is that not only you can make Kiddush on if you're a shogeg, but even if you're bemazit, let's say you didn't say Kiddush Friday night, then you were mazit. Can you make Friday night Kiddush on Shabbos day or not? Two shitters. No, you'll be Yotzi Doraz, that's what I'm saying. Two shitters. So what? Right, make two.
You make Kiddush in the Shibnas?
Sorry?
You make Friday night Kiddush in the
Shibnas? Okay, if you didn't, let's say, whatever the case is. So the Shaira is, is one allowed, what can you make Kiddush on when you're bemazed or not? So he brings two shitters. And he says, what's it dependent on? Again, it depends on the same sort of shayla as we had by Havdalah. In other words, do we say that the Ikka, that Kiddush Friday, is not just Friday night, you've got the whole day to make Kiddush. And therefore, you can make Kiddush, even if you're bemazed, you can make Kiddush on Shabbos day. But if you hold it's Tashlumin, we know a klal. When does Tashlumin apply? Only when it's, when you do something, but if you're mazid, if a person misses mincha but mazid, he knows he should have davened and he didn't daven, he can't be mashed in that tefillah. The same is true over here by Kiddush. If a person doesn't make Kiddush on Friday night because he's a mazid, then he can't make it the next day. So in other words, it would be dependent on this shayla. If you hold that the next day, that the whole, one has a chiyuv to make Kiddush the whole day, the best time is Friday night, but one has can make the whole day, then even if you're bemazik, you're allowed to make Kiddush. But if you hold that what? That it's specifically Tashlumin, the ikka chiyuv is by night and by day is only because Tashlumin, then if you're bemazik, you can't be mashlim. Two shitters.
And if you hold this Tashlumin and you're shogeg, you also shouldn't be able to.
Why not?
You missed it.
No, if you show
it's
you,
no longer,
you can.
It's every, no longer this
like
month.
Every tefillah.
This month's finished.
But every tefillah is like that. Every tefillah is like that.
So the day is
Tashlumin. Yeah. Now, we know, the Gemara Psach and Brins, we know that Kiddush and Havdalah are intertwined. One is dependent on the other one. The Gemara says, just to quote you, the Gemara says, Mishalei Kiddush be'erev Shabbos. And then the Gemara said, "Be'er Shabbos, Maushi Kaddish Kol Hayom. Can you make Kiddush the next day?" Upashit mit der Amr ben Erev Chia, Yishalai Hivdu b'mek to Shabbos, Mavdu v'olach Kol HaShabbos, meaning the whole week till Tuesday night. No, they're intertwined. So therefore, it should come out that those who hold that one can make Kiddush on the whole of Shabbos, even if you've bemazed, right? Hold that what? That it's Betoiras, not Tashlumin, the Ikir Chiv is till Tuesday. And therefore, I have Dollar also, the main Chiv will be till Tuesday night. And those who hold that by Kiddush it's Betoiras Tashlumin, have Dollar will also be Betoiras Tashlumin. The problem is, the Tor, who was the father of the Rosh, who normally goes together with the Rosh, he says that by Kiddush, he holds that even by Mezid, one is that even if you've been Mezid on Friday night, you nevertheless can make Kiddush the whole day on Shabbos. Must be that he holds it's not Beturas Tashlumin. If it's not Beturas Tashlumin, then it means that the Ikechiv is till Tuesday night. If that's the case, so why does he hold by an Oinon, like the Rosh said, that on Mitzvah to Shabbos till Tuesday night, it's only Bekiras Tashlumin? Kiddush and Avdol are the same. And here, the Rosh says that what? It's Beturas Tashlumin. When we talk about what? Mitzvah to Shabbos by an Oinon. He says an Oinon doesn't have to eat, can eat on Sunday morning. He doesn't have to make Havdalah, it's no problem. And by Av Kiddush, he says if you're bemazed, then you're allowed to, no problem, you're allowed to, even if you're bemazed, you can make Kiddush on the day. So in other words, we have two questions, just two questions we have. Number one, the Rosh seems to say that Sunday morning is the same as Motzei Shabbos. Like you said, if Metzapah to a coast, then you should... Then the next day you don't have to say after Yechanan Tonu again. And number two, the main kasha which we have is this question. How come in one place the Rosh says that what? That you, it's Beturas Tashlumi. And another case he says not like that. By Avdolah, he says it's Tashlumi, Pashtus. And that's why if you're an owner on Mitzvah Shabbos, then you don't have to make Avdolah on Sunday morning. Whereas he holds that if you're by Kiddush, you can make Kiddush even if you've been mazed. So in order to answer the question, I just want to say one thought, and that is the following. Maybe we could say like this. The Rosh and everyone holds that till Tuesday night, it's an Ikir Chiv, one can make Havdalah till Tuesday night, and it's the main Chiv. Not like we said. Not that it's Beturas Tashlumi, but it's the Ikir Chiv is until Tuesday night. However, there's one condition. And that is only if at the time of the Ikir Chiv, the epitome of the Chiv, which is on Motzei Shabbos that everyone agrees, you're a Bar Chiyuva, you're a Mechuv. Because that's the main time when you are making Havdalah. When you're Mechuv to make Havdalah. If, however, at the time of Motzei Shabbos, you're not a Bar Chiyuva, then you're not Mechuyv, you're out. So therefore, if we understand such a concept, we can answer the questions which we've asked. What do I mean? Avadet be'etzem Havdalah till, if you're Mechuyv on Motzei Shabbos, you'd be Mechuyv till Tuesday night. As long as you're a Bar Chiyuva on Motzei Shabbos. So therefore, by a Kiddush, for example, which is the same as Havdalah, as we've said, the same Halacha as Havdalah, if a person has made, even if you've been mazed, and you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, you nevertheless have till Tuesday night to make Kiddush. To make Shabbos, you have got the whole day Shabbos to make Kiddush. Right? Sorry, again. Till You've got, if you'd missed, if you make, even if you've been mazed Friday night, you've got the whole day on Shabbos to make Kiddush. However, by an Oinon, we asked the question, so if that's the case, it should come out that by an Oinon on Havdalah, the same halacha should apply, meaning that the Ikar Chiyuv should be till Tuesday night, and therefore, Motzei Shabbos, even if you miss, you should make a Havdalah on Sunday morning. The Teretz says no, because because like we said, when do we say that you have a Chiyuv till Tuesday night? That's only when you're a Bar Chiyuvah on Motzei Shabbos. If you're not a Bar Chiyuvah on Motzei Shabbos, then you're out the game. And therefore, says the Rosh, an Oinon, who on Motzei Shabbos can't make Havdalah because he's not a Bar Chiyuvah Bichlal, he doesn't have to make Havdalah on Sunday morning, and he can continue. That's the Chura, how we reconcile everything. Now, as it's written on the sheet that the theme was Parasha theme, and even though I didn't say that, so I'll just say something on the Parasha. We have Parashas Pinchas, the Pasuk says something very, in Bolok already, the Pasuk says, Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Vayokom Mitecho Edo, Vayikach Ruimach Beyodo. So it's interesting that the Parasha points out, the Pasuk points out, that although he was Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, who was the epitome of Oyev Shalom v'Oyev Shalom, nevertheless, he did a zealous act. In other words, the Pasuk wants to point out to you that yes, Pinchas was a son of Elazar, was the son of Aaron, who was Oyev Shalom v'Oyev Shalom, yet he did such a zealous act. And we find this concept by Avraham Avinu as well. What do I mean? Avraham Avinu he took a bottle of water when he was annoyed with Yishmael, and he sent Yishmael out with just a bottle of water, which was an act, seemingly, that he didn't like Yishmael. He didn't give him anything, no Zav, not Kesef, just a little bottle of water, and he chucked him out of the house. Yet, that Avraham Avinu, who seemed did an act of sinner, as it were, to Yishmael, when he was asked that he should take his son to be makriv as a korban, he said, which son? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Es Pinchas Yechidcha. So he said, well, I've got two sons and I love them both, and I don't know which one you mean. And here he was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wasn't Stam, he knew. He was saying the Emes. So how can it be that on one side of the coin, we know that Avraham Avinu did something, a maisa of sending Yishmael out the house, as it would appear to be an act of something not nice, yet that same Avraham Avinu did something, said he couldn't differentiate which child he meant, because he loved both.
He had to listen to his wife.
What do you mean, he had to listen to his wife?
The Torah told him, he's on the duress from his wife.
Okay. So I think the answer is the following. The answer is the following, and this is a Yisoid which we see by the Ribbono Shel Olam as well. The answer is the following. We, generally people, are governed by their emotions. We, a general person, either hates or loves. Avraham Avinu, Pinchas, they were not governed by their emotions. They could do both. What does that mean? And not only that, we see this Yisoid in by HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. One can only punish if one has that tremendous Ava to who you're punishing. It's true. Avraham Avinu Be'emes did an act which would appear to be not a nice act to Yishmael. But it was only because that same Avraham Avinu loved Yishmael that he could do such an act. We find, says Rav Chaim Shmuel Emes, the same is true with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says that when the Nochrim went into the Beis HaMikdosh, the Kruvim faced each other. And the Gemara tells us when the Kruvim faced each other, this was a sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved us. How does it make sense? HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing that He loves us, and at that point, at that time when the Nochrim are coming into the Beis HaMikdash, the Teretz is yes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes we have to be punished. But it's always mitoich ava. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Therefore He can punish us. And that's what Avraham Avinu saw. Because we know one has to emulate the ways of Hashem. The same is true as by Stoim. By Stoim, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, it was known that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him not to turn around, not to look. And the wife of Lot looked, and she came into a pillar of salt. The Mefroshim say that one of the reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them not to look was because he, b'chvoido v'atzmo, came down, as it were, to Stoim, whilst he was punishing them. Why? To show this same Yisoid, to show you that, yes, he was punishing. It's true. But Dafka, because he loves people, therefore he can punish. And that's what the Pasuk's telling you over here by Pinchas. The Pasuk's telling you, Vayah Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Yes, he was Oyev Shalom or Oyev Shalom. But at that same time, you can do an act of zealousy. Because that was the same thing by Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu sent Yishmael out with just a bottle of water, and only because Avraham Avinu loved Yishmael. So a parent, or Rebbe, teacher, whoever it is, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'u Racham V'Chanan, yes, sometimes He has to punish us. We have to have Yisurin, we have to go through things in life, but we have to know that L'maisa is always Mitoich Ava. And that, L'chur, is what we see from the parasha.
Go ahead.